Hi Holly. Hi Gabu. Good to have you here. Like I said, we'll be starting soon, 1 minute, so just get settled, find a nice comfortable position. One where you have good enough support. If you want to, because these live sessions aren't without any music in the background, but if you want to, you can have some music in the background if you want to. The recording afterwards, they will have background music. So you have to do it with my voice only and some background noises. And if you want to find the recordings of these sessions, just go to tmg.community, the website there. Click on the link that's called Events, or search for podcasts and you'll find them all there. Also, for those that are Patreon members, they will get the recording downloadable version straight away within an hour after each session. Dawn says, put on some YouTube music, hopefully without commercial breaks. Yeah, that's a little thing with YouTube nowadays. A lot of commercial breaks. Actually, I've gone over to using Odyssey, which is another kind of YouTube clone. Pretty nice. And actually, I don't have the trouble there by proving my license I buy for the music, for the meditation music. A lot of trouble with YouTube making clear that I'm really buying licenses for the music. They see me as a criminal and copyright breacher straight away, and I have to go to great lengths to prove to them that I'm buying licenses for meditation music. So they're not a really nice system, but okay. Anyway, we're 1 minute over time, so let's get started. Welcome to our heart-brain coherence session. And just for those that are new, heart-brain coherence comes originally from the HeartMath Institute. I'm a HeartMath facilitator and a licensed HeartMath practitioner. So I'm licensed and allowed to do these kinds of sessions with you. I also use this as a foundation for all the work we do when it comes to transformational meditation. In other words, using meditation for change in your life and transformation and manifestation. The basis for all the techniques lies in heart-brain coherence. So, and actually, the HeartMath Institute doesn't really call it a meditation technique. It's a self-regulating technique, but it's so nice to do. Do it every morning, and you will notice great differences. You will notice that you have increased your resilience. You notice an immune system boost, especially when you know for how many days you have the cold, for example. You get another cold. Notice how much shorter it is. Sometimes it's over within a day. Just by practicing heart-brain coherence and optimizing your nervous system, basically, and creating immune system boost by creating feelings and emotions that promote that immune system to work a little harder. Okay, so let's get started. Just follow along if you're new. There's nothing scary. There's one thing I'm going to say, though. I'm going to ask you to breathe through your heart, which, of course, is not possible physically. But by imagining breathing through your heart, you will put so much focus on your heart that your heart starts to beat differently, more coherent, more in tune with the rhythm of the rest of your body. Or actually, your whole body will become more in tune. So it's more the heart regulating the body's rhythm. But okay. So that's something that it might be strange. Also, we have noticed a couple of times, I talked about it last week as well, during our Wednesday session, that people can get emotional and aren't able to concentrate anymore. Emotions that are stuck, that you try to keep somewhere far away in your subconscious mind, that come to the surface when you give yourself this kind of nervous system reset, basically. If this happens to you, it's actually not a bad sign. It's actually a sign that you're actually keeping something stuck in yourself. And feel free to abort the meditation, but also if you want to, and I can encourage you to do that, just let those emotions flow and let them go, come out. Don't try to follow along anymore, but just give in to them and process them. You will most likely feel much better afterwards as well. So, no worries. And like last week, there was someone that needed more help afterwards. And we did a special session on Wednesday for that, for everyone, but especially for that specific person. So that was great fun. It was nice to do, and we got good reactions on that as well. Let's get started. No more talking. Again, find a comfortable position. Make sure you have good enough support. And let's just start by centering ourselves. Just get into the right mood, the right state of being to get this going. Take a nice, good, deep inhale through your nose. Fill your lungs with air. And as you breathe out through your mouth, just let the day go. Lower your shoulders, loosen your jaw. Let the day go. Take another nice, deep inhale through your nose. Fill those lungs with air and lower your shoulders. And if you haven't closed your eyes yet, close your eyes, loosen your jaw, let everything go. Feel yourself getting centered. Feel yourself getting ready. One more time. Good, nice, deep inhale. And exhale. And relax. Very good. And breathe normally. Just settle down, calm down, and try to breathe a little slower and a little deeper than you usually would do. Breathe a little slower and a little deeper than usual. This is just to tell your body that it is in a safe place. Try a 5-second inhale or a 5-second exhale. Nice, slow, calm, deep breath. And also notice where you feel your breath the most. Maybe you feel your breath the most in your nostrils. Or maybe you feel your breath the most in the back of your throat. Or maybe you feel your breath the most in your chest or in your tummy. Just notice where you feel your breath the most and put your attention there. Put your attention on that point where you feel your breath the most. Notice the quality of your breath, notice the colder air flowing in. And a warmer air flowing out. Just like that, try to follow your breath for a little while. And if you find it difficult, if you notice your mind has wandered off, just gently and without judgment get back to your breath. It's all part of the practice. Don't worry. Don't judge yourself. Don't punish yourself. Just try to follow the breath. We use our breath as an anchor to stay in the present moment. Again, notice how that feels. Notice that feeling of breathing through that point. And now I want you to move your attention to your heart space. To become aware of your heart space, put your focus there. You can help by putting two fingers or your hand on your chest right there where your heart is. Now I want you to breathe through your heart. Just imagine that you are breathing through your heart. Same calm, slow, deep tempo. Breathing through your heart. Nice and calm, nice and slow. And while you do that, while you breathe through your heart, I want you to take a moment to think about a time in your life where you felt joy, appreciation, gratitude, care, or compassion. So a time in your life where you felt joy, appreciation, or gratitude, compassion. And this could be anything. This could be something that happened yesterday we were grateful for, that gave you joy. Doesn't have to be a big deal. Just something that made you happy, that made you smile. Maybe the care you feel for a person, a loved one, a friend, or a pet. And now, while you're breathing through your heart, I want you to relive that moment as if it is happening right now. So imagine, see that scene in front of you, that moment where you felt great joy or appreciation, gratitude or care or compassion. See that moment in front of you. But also try to sense it with all your senses. Just make it as real as possible. Create the feelings inside of you from that moment. As you relive that moment inside of you. And really, really go for it. Make it as real as possible. It is okay if you notice that you're smiling. It is okay if you feel a warmth going through your body. All sensations are great, are okay. Just a sign that your body is reacting to the experience you create inside of you. And that's good, that's what we want. So relive that moment of joy, appreciation, gratitude, care, compassion. And just let your whole body, every cell in your body, vibrate with that feeling as you breathe through your heart. Just replay that scene over and over again if you must. Just do it. Keep your body and mind in that state of being, that state of being of joy, appreciation, gratitude, care, or compassion. Try to keep it there by reliving that moment and breathing through your heart. And on your next out-breath, I want you to lower your shoulders a little bit more and relax into that state of being. Just relax into that bubble you're in right now. No need to generate or do any effort to generate that feeling. Relax into it on your next out-breath. Try to enjoy that feeling, that state of being you are in right now. That's it. Relax into that moment. Relax into that state of being. Make yourself comfortable there. And keep breathing through your heart. Nice and calm, nice and slow. Very good. Now let's slowly get back to our group, and back to the room you are in. Just notice the room you are in. Notice any sounds in the room. And take a good inhale. And as you exhale, slowly move your body back and forth and from side to side. You get back, become more aware of your surroundings. And wiggle with your fingers and toes. And when you are ready, open your eyes. Just notice how you feel. Very good. Great work, everyone. I hope that went good for you. That you got some of those emotions and feelings you created, you got some of that with you. Back into our current 3D reality again. So in the same way, we can say, well, you do this in the morning, right after you wake up, sit up in bed, breathe through your heart, and create that state of being that you want to have throughout the day. Prepare your body already for the day you want to have. And try to take that state of being with you throughout the day. And maybe you need a little reminder. Maybe you notice yourself throughout the day getting back to old habits, old triggers, old reactions that you don't want to have anymore, maybe, or that pull you back in a negative state of being, a state of being you don't want to be in. You become more aware of those things as well when you do your heart-brain coherence every morning. Then you can just, if you get the hang of it very well, you can do this with your eyes open as well, on your way to the next meeting, for example. Breathe through your heart. Create that state of being you want to have. So, very good. Okay. We are back again on Wednesday with our surprise meditation session, freestyle or anything. I think we're going to do a little bit of an astral journey again. I have something in mind to continue where we left off last week. That might be interesting. So please join me on Wednesday if you want to. Same time as today. Otherwise, we are back again on Monday for Heartbrain Coherence that we will do every week until June 29th. For June 29th, we start again with our course Shift, the Art of Transformation. So then I will focus on that. So then we don't have any Heartbrain Coherence meditation on Monday. And if you want to do the course Shift to Art of Transformation, go to the website tmg.community and you find all the information there. And if you reserve your spot already now, you get that early bird price and you don't have to pay before we actually get started. So then you are secured your spot and your course price already. Take good care, everyone. Have a wonderful rest of your week and day and evening. Be safe and namaste. Take care.